As we mentioned, controversy and misconceptions abound. Recently, a book by an economist created quite the media frenzy. She discussed many of the controversial recommendations for women during pregnancy, including everything from eating sushi, flying on airplanes, and of course, drinking alcohol. In her book, she claimed that drinking moderately while pregnant was fine, and she cited various studies to allegedly support her claims. Doctors and researchers of FASDs quickly fired back, citing larger bodies of research and studies that were often considered more scientifically valid. Many pondered why the opinion of an economist is being valued over the doctors and researchers who have rigorously studied FASDs and the impacts of drinking while pregnant. On the other side, a recent communication from the CDC about the dangers of women of childbearing age drinking alcohol caused quite a stir. Many readers of the recommendations assumed the CDC was telling all women of childbearing age to abstain from alcohol altogether. In an interview in the Huffington Post, Layla McKnight Ely, an epidemiologist and clinical psychologist on the Fetal Alcohol Syndrome Prevention Team at the CDC, responded by saying, "We definitely didn't make any recommendations for women who are pre-pregnant. It's more a matter of women knowing and being informed that if they are drinking alcohol, sexually active, and not using birth control, that they could be exposing a baby to a teratogen, and that could cause fetal alcohol spectrum disorders." The article goes on to say, "The warning was really directed at the 3 out of 4 women who reported wanting to get pregnant immediately, but who said they continued drinking alcohol as they tried to conceive."